today and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have
ABC News. I'm Lindsay Watts. High-stakes talks to keep the nation from defaulting on its existing loans are spilling into the holiday weekend. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says a deal is still possible before June 1st. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
The president is scheduled to leave for Camp David tonight. Members of Congress have already left Washington for recess, but we're told they need to be prepared to return right back here once an agreement is reached.
Lawmakers were told to be ready to return to the Capitol within 24 hours if they reach a deal. In Maryland, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivers the commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is facing a possible impeachment vote. It follows a Republican-led House recommendation and investigation into donor corruption allegations. Paxton is also awaiting trial in a separate securities fraud case. This Memorial Day weekend, 37 million people are hitting the roads and nearly 3.5 million are flying. This is ABC News. A sentencing date is set in connection to the 2019 mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart.
Patrick Crucius, who's now 24, still faces state charges related to the killing of 23 people and the wounding of dozens more. And whereas federal prosecutors have declined to seek a death sentence, El Paso County District Attorney Bill Hicks says,
the jury of El Paso needs to make the decision on whether or not the Walmart shooter receives life in prison, or the Walmart shooter deserves the death penalty.
Crucius drove more than 10 hours from his hometown near Dallas to El Paso, targeting Hispanics for murder for what he called an invasion of Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Indiana Medical Licensing Board voted to reprimand Indianapolis Dr. Caitlin Bernard, finding she violated patient privacy laws last year when she talked publicly about providing an abortion to an Ohio 10-year-old rape victim. It follows the Supreme Court decision on overturning Roe v. Wade. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The commissioner of baseball says he doesn't want the Brewers to leave Milwaukee. Rob Manfred says that's why the state of Wisconsin should help the Southeast Wisconsin Stadium District meet its obligations to pay for repairs.
I'm confident that the governmental bodies will come up with a plan to fund what's just an existing obligation under the lease.
And if they don't?
It's an obligation, and I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday. Wisconsin would spend $4 million over 2 years to attract workers to the state under the latest working draft of the state budget. Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee say that's not enough and doesn't address Wisconsin's child care shortage. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats.